This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's a great joy to share a few minutes with you in morning devotions. Is there anything wrong with being a self-centered person? Now, some learned psychologists say that the ego is the center of the personality. Now, I don't know enough on that topic to agree or disagree with that, but I do know that self-centeredness is rife in our society. The number one theme, what is it? It's take care of yourself. And many books are out there available to push that particular theme. Now, one book is called Pulling Your Own Strings by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he says, if you're not pulling the strings, then you are being manipulated by someone or something else. Now, he's trying to help people to be more assertive, to stand up for their own rights, and that's okay up to a point. And then there's Helen Lester's children's book called Me First. It's about a pig called Pinkerton. And this little pig's very pushy, always wanting to be first ahead of the other little pigs. But one day he learns a lesson that's not always good to go pushing ahead of other people, other pigs. And then there was the cartoon about a man who looked very sick and he was visiting his doctor. The doctor was taking his pulse and shook his head and said, yeah, you're in a bad way. You're allergic to yourself. Yes, he was in conflict with himself. So isn't there another way of living and thinking about ourselves? Is there a problem with having too much focus on ourselves? Well, I think the answer is yes, there is a problem here. The Bible says something quite extraordinary, actually, in the words of Jesus. So much about what Jesus said is very helpful. And in Matthew 10:39, this is what he said. If you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you give it up for me, he said, you will surely find it. That's Matthew 10:39. Now, this goes against so much of our current thinking. You know, the current thinking is place yourself first, be number one. But that's why another verse in Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Now, I'm a part of what's commonly called the baby boomer generation. There have been lots of articles written about us, much of which is not complimentary. Authors saying we are the most selfish generation of all time. I don't know whether that's right or not. I hope it's not true. But for generations, people have been putting themselves first or pushing and shoving for the top positions. Let me give you a few simple examples here. Back in the 19th century, in America, they had stage coaches. And when you back then went onto a coach, there were three grades of ticket. A first-class ticket on a stage coach, well, that entitled you to remain in the stagecoach no matter what. Now, if you had a second-class ticket, that meant that if some difficulty arose on your journey, you had to get out and walk beside the coach until the situation was resolved. But unfortunately, if you weren't too well off financially and you were unlucky to get a third-class ticket, that meant that you were called to solve the problem, whatever came up. It meant, of course, getting out and pushing in the mud and pushing this coach up a hill. So you can imagine everyone back then wanted the number one, the first class ticket. Striving for the highest seat or the best ticket is a passion, of course, that's been with us for so long. But I'm fascinated here because the Bible reminds me that the happiest people are those who have a higher goal in life, and that's the goal to serve and to please God, because the human personality was designed to have Jesus Christ at the center, and that's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's why he said that. I am, he said, the way, the truth, and the life. And in him, we discover abundant life, a life that's personally rewarding and offers eternal life. I think being self-centered, of course, has many problems. It's easy to fall into this trap, you know, thinking about yourself. But I think we've really got to break this cycle of selfishness. We're born selfish, you know, with selfish tendencies. But we need to understand that living for others and living for God is really the best way. So, yes, too much focus on self and not enough on God. Almighty God, we thank you for your gifts of wisdom, kindness, and grace. We can begin to understand that your riches go on forever. We can't ignore your patience and your love. So remind us of the real values, not on ourselves. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.